In the ongoing debate about the impact of wind energy and whether it needs stricter regulation, two types of property owners have been the most vocal: those who hate the idea of turbines next door and those eager to lease land to a wind company. But as State Impact's Joe Wirtz reports for KGOU, there's a voice that's been largely absent from the discussion so far: landowners who have wind farms and like them.
For four generations, Monty Tucker's family has been squeezing life out of the land. Dead tree stumps, those are renewable winter energy sources. And if you have an excited three-year-old boy with a hatchet, like Tucker's son Reed, the labor to harvest that energy comes with no cost.
Firewood up, so we can burn it up.
On the farm Monty Tucker's family owns near Sweetwater in far western Oklahoma, everything is used and reused. They grow wheat to feed their cattle, and the cattle is sold to feed the family. Tucker says it's a tough business, especially when the weather is working against you.
We've been in a record drought the last 4 years. Started October of 2010. We sold off 40% of our cow herd. To put that in terms, we lost 40% of our factory.
But Tucker says his family is doing well despite the drought. One big reason: sections of the Tucker farm are now part of a wind farm. The Tuckers leased land to Florida-based NextEra Energy Resources. At the same time the drought moved in, the four turbines came online and started generating power and paychecks.
We had no grass, we had no wheat, water was getting tough. So yes, income from wind generation did help fill in a gap to help us get to this point today.
At the state capitol and agency offices 150 miles away, state regulators are hosting meetings on turbine rules, and lawmakers are holding hearings on the wind industry's economics.
Okay, let's get started because we've still got quite a bit on the agenda.
Members of a state house committee convened last week for an interim study, in part to consider continued tax incentives for wind farms. Republican Representative David Dank.
We pay Roger Mills County over $6 million a year to the local entities for a property tax reimbursement.
Dank questions whether taxpayers from around the state should help pay wind companies' local tax bills if they're not creating lots of jobs, especially in a rural county that has a population of about 3,700.
That's $1,700 for every man, woman, and child that we're paying those local entities.
Dank's district is in Oklahoma City, but the other members of the interim study committee all represent districts in northeastern Oklahoma, which is wind farm free. When the wind industry started negotiating leases there, prominent property owners complained. Lawmakers listened and filed moratorium legislation, which was eventually shelved. But those lawmakers asked the Corporation Commission to consider whether the wind industry needs new rules. Wind industry opponents complain about turbine noise and the flickering shadow of spinning blades. Tucker agrees. Wind turbines are a nuisance.
There's all these red lights that blink in unison.
But Tucker says he also doesn't want to look out his window and see a drilling rig or an oil well or hear the whir of a natural gas compressor, all common disturbances in an area with booming petroleum production. Tucker says it's always a trade-off. There's no such thing as free energy. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.
State Impact Oklahoma is sponsored by MidFirst Private Bank, offering wealth management, trust services, investment management, and private banking. MidFirstPrivateBank.com.